topic.
这个题目就是谈我们手里头的这一本圣经。
This topic concerns the book that we're holding in our hand.
我在加拿大的地方差不多有七年的时间在教会当中。
I'm working in Canada for 7 years in the church.
我看见有一个特别的现象在中国的教会当中。
I saw a symptom that is very common in the Chinese church.
可以这样说，就是有一个特别的地方在所有的中国人的聚会里头。
It can be said that this symptom is very common in every fellowship, Chinese.
就是在我们中国人的教会里头，他们常常的供应来聚会的人的圣经。
And that concerns that the Bible that everybody discusses in the fellowship.
换句话说，就是你可以不带圣经到聚会里头，但是有人可以把那个教会里头的圣经，或者是那个查经班里头的圣经，可以让你使用。
And that is that you don't have to bring your Bible along. People in the fellowship will hand the Bible to you.
我也常常的看见在许多其他的地方，包括香港跟台湾的教会。
And I often see in Hong Kong as well as in other area.
在那个椅子的背后呢，有圣经。
That behind the chair there is a place to put a Bible.
换句话说，他就无形当中鼓励人不用带圣经到教会里头聚会。
So unconsciously, it encouraged people not to bring the Bible along.
但是我却从没有看见过一个外国人的教会。
But I haven't seen any situation in the American church.
他们是把教会的圣经让你使用。
They don't let you use the Bible in the church.
在许多外国人的礼拜堂的椅子背后，他们没有圣经。
And a lot of the American churches, there's no Bible behind the chair.
每一个人到礼拜堂里头聚会的时候，都把自己的圣经带来。
Everyone who goes to church has to bring along their own Bible.
现在我们要谈这个最重要的问题，就是圣经。
Now we have to discuss a very important topic, that is the Bible.
但是我先要讲一句特别的话。
But let me first say something very important.
今天中国教会之所以不能够兴旺。
Today, the Chinese church reason that it's not so active.
就是因为他们把圣经摆在椅子背后。
It's because we put our Bible behind a chair.
他们鼓励人不用带圣经到礼拜堂聚会。
They encourage people not to bring the Bible along.
大概在15年之前。
About 15 years ago.
我们当中有一位弟兄得救。
There's a brother among us who was saved.
有一次我们聚会的时候，我从楼上看下去。
And one time during the fellowship, I was looking down from upstairs.
我看见他从对面走过来。
I saw him coming toward the opposite side.
但是在我们礼拜堂的门口呢。
But in the door of our church.
他把一包东西，就是他手里头所拿的一张用报纸包的东西打开来。
And when he reached there, he opened up a package that was wrapped up with a newspaper.
原来里头有一本圣经。
Inside that package is the Bible.
他把那个报纸包得好好的放在口袋里头。
He fold up the newspaper and put it in his pocket.
然后带他的圣经到礼拜堂里头聚会。
And bring his Bible into the church.
我相信一会儿他聚会完之后。
I believe that after the service.
他会把那个报纸拿出来，再把它包得好好的回家。
I believe that he would take out the newspaper and wrap the Bible up again.
我要非常清楚地告诉各位弟兄姊妹。
I want to clearly tell every one of you.
直到今天。
Until today.
这个弟兄没有法子可以被神完全地使用。
That this brother hasn't yet been used totally by God.
今天许多的地方他们禁止人使用圣经。
Today there's a lot of places that stop people to use the Bible.
今天有许多人有许多的圣经。
Today there are also people who have a lot of Bibles.
但是他们却随着私意结圣经。
Today there are also people who have a lot of Bibles, but they are only interpreted with their own interpretation.
今天我要跟大家看一节的圣经，非常要紧。
Today I want to call your attention to a very important scriptural verse.
请各位把你自己的圣经打开来。
Please open up your Bible.
我常常的鼓励弟兄姊妹买一本好好的圣经。
I always encourage brother and sister to buy a very, very good Bible.
最好是皮面金边的。
The best is leather cover and then bound by gold strip.
最好是串珠的，最好是大个字。
The best is to have a very large print.
然后呢，在那个圣经里头，你可以把你的心得写在里面。
And the best thing is to be able to write what you think also on the borderline of the Bible.
我们教会里头有一位老牧师，在他服侍主50年的时候。
In our church, there's an old pastor who has served God for 50 years.
有一次，我们年轻人到他的房间里头。
One time, the young people went to his room.
他把他那个用了50年服侍主的那本圣经给我们看。
He let us look at the Bible that he has used for 50 years.
我们看见在他的圣经里头写了很多很多的字。
We saw that in his Bible there has been written a lot of notes.
就是每一次他自己研究圣经有心得的时候，就把那些心得写在圣经里头。
And that is the result of his notes that the insights that he got every time he read the Bible.
而且他把许多的纸夹在他的圣经里头。
And he also put a lot of little note paper inside his Bible.
他把那些纸贴在他的圣经里头。
He taped those paper inside the Bible.
所以他那本圣经是比原来的厚度增加了一倍的。
And so the thickness of his Bible is like much thicker than the original one.
我们这一群年轻的传道人在他家里。
And so the group of us, the young pastor in his house.
我们受了很大的鼓励。
We are encouraged by him a lot.
因为我们相信神这样的使用他的仆人有很深入的意思。
Because we believe that God has a real meaning using a servant like him.
因为他的仆人自己亲自的努力把神的话语放在他的心当中。
Because his servant has worked hard in studying God's word.
今天请大家打开提摩太后书第2:15.
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 15.
提摩太后书第2:15.
2 Timothy verse 15 chapter 2.
提摩太后书第2:15.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 15.
这一节的圣经是我大概10年之前在神学院里头念书的那个学校的校训。
This verse is 10 years ago when I was studying in the college. That is one of my favorite verses.
他说你当竭力在神的面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
第一个意思就是说你当竭力在神的面前。
The first meaning is that you must do the best to present yourself to God.
什么叫做竭力呢？
What does it mean to do your best?
竭力的意思就是说把你整个人所有的能力都放在研究圣经这一件工作上。
To do your best in front of God means you must put all your devotion, your time to study God's word.
这样你才能够成为神所喜悦的一个工人。
Only by that can you become the full potential of God's servant.
然后第二个意思。
The second meaning.
就是说你要按着神的心意分解神的真道。
You must interpret God's word through his spirit.
今天在这个地方我心里头有一个负担。
Today I have a burden in my heart.
我们在这个地方专门研究圣经这本书。
Here today, our chief concern is to interpret the Bible.
因为只有这个样子，我们才能够从神的话语里头扎根。
Only by that can we take root in God's word.
也只有这样，我们才能够真真正正的往上结果。
Only by that can we bear fruit upward.
先看这一本圣经。
First, look at the Bible.
现在我要要求各位把你的圣经打开到最开始的那一页。
I would like to ask every one of you to turn to the first page of the Bible.
换句话说就是在那个目录之前。
That is before the content.
请问这本圣经原本的名字叫什么呢？
What is the original title of the Bible?
这本圣经原本它的名字叫什么呢？
What is the original name of the Bible?
请大家一起回答我这个问题，这本圣经原本的名字叫什么呢？
Please, every one of you, give me an answer. What is the original name of this Bible?
什么
？What？
对。
Yes, that's right.
啊，这本圣经原本的名字叫做《旧新约圣经》。
So the original name of this Bible is the Old and New Testament.
啊，不是新旧约圣经啊。
It's not new and old, but old and new.
因为只有旧才能够有新。
Only that you have the Old New, Testament, can you have the New Testament.
那换句话说，这本圣经是一本什么书呢？
So what is this book, the Bible?
为什么它的名字要叫做旧新约圣经呢？
Why does its name have to be Old and New Testament?
有人说这本圣经是一本记载历史的书。
Some people say that the Bible is a history.
对，圣经里头有历史的成分。
That's right, that's partly right.
但是不是完全是历史的书。
But it's not only history.
有些人告诉我们说它是一本诗歌书。
Some people say that it's a book of poetry.
对，这本圣经里头有许多诗歌。
That's right. There's a lot of poems in this book.
但是它也不是完全的一本诗歌书。
But it's not only a book of poetry.
有些人说在新约里头有许多的书信，所以呢它是一本的书信。
Some people say that it's a book of epistles.
但是我们也知道它不是完全一本专门写书信的书。
But then we know it's not only a book of epistles.
那么到底这本圣经是一本怎样的书呢？
Then what is the Bible?
这本圣经是一本约书。
This Bible is beyond all that.
约书。
Covenant. Oh, covenant. Excuse me, it's a book of covenant.
换句话说就是神跟人立约的时候所写下来的书。
So that means that it's a covenant between God and man.
什么叫做约呢？
What is a covenant?
假如你结婚的时候。
For example, when you are getting married.
两个青年人在神的面前。
Two persons come before God.
他们有一个婚约。
They have a marriage vow.
换句话说就是有一个约定在神的面前。
That is, there is a vow in front of God.
在这神的面前约定我们两个人彼此以对方做我们的配偶。
That is that in front of God they promise and they give a vow that they must be together, be united together.
不能够有第三个人在他们当中。
That there cannot be a third person.
假如有第三个人在他们当中的话，
If there is a third person among them,
他们就超过了他们所约定的。
That is, they have broken the promise.
然后他们签字。
Then they sign the signature.
签字在他们的约书上面。
They sign the signature on the sheet where they have their promise.
他们也把一个戒指戴在对方的手指上。
They also put a ring on each other's hand.
有人说这个戒指为什么是圆的呢？
Some people ask, why is the ring has to be round?
为什么不是三角的还是四方的呢？
Why is it not a triangle or a square?
因为那个圆圈呢代表永远。
Because the circle represents eternity.
但是我要告诉你这个圆圈代表什么。
I have to tell you what this eternity means.
这个圆圈代表约束。
This ring represents,
tied up.Something tied up.
Tied up. Something united together.
换句话说，我就把这个约束戴在你的手上，你就受了这个约束束绑捆绑。
That is, the person put a limit on the other person's hand the whole life.
除了我以外，你不能够再爱另外的一个人。
That is, besides me, you cannot love another person.
神跟人立约。
God.Have a covenant with man.
只有一句话。
Only he have only one sentence to say.
今天在座的弟兄姊妹应该仔细的思想。
that every one of you today has to meditate on that.
从创世纪开始，一直到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
只有这一句话重复重复的出现。
Only this message has be repeating itself.
就是说，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
That is, I am your God, and you are my people.
我跟你立约。
I have make a covenant with you.
我成为你的神，你成为我的百姓。
That I'm your God and you are my people.
除了我以外，不能够有另外的一个人或者是神在我们当中。
That outside of this, there's you cannot have another God and I will not have another people.
所有的律法书。
All the book of laws.
所有的人的经历。
All the works of men.
所有的圣经里头所讲的每一句话。
All the saying in the Bible.
都是根据在这一个根基上面的。
All come out from this foundation.
神说，除了我之外，没有别的神。
That besides me, you cannot have any God.
不是说除了我以外，不能够拜关公，不能够拜孙悟空，不能够拜地主公等等。
That is besides me, you cannot pray to all those legendary persons in the Chinese history.
其实有一个更重要的意思，就是说，除了我以外。不能够拜你的学问，不能够拜你的配偶，不能够拜这个世界上一切吸引你的东西。
When God says that, He means that besides Him, we cannot worship our academic work, we cannot worship any idols, anything except Him.
所以这是一本约书。
That's why the Bible is a book of covenant.
这是神跟人约定的一本书。
That is.The covenant between God and man.
神也在这本书里头把许多人的失败，把许多人的离弃写在这本书里头。
So that's why God inspired all those people's insights and their.
只有一个意思，就是要我们守约。
And there's only one purpose is for us to keep this covenant.
那么这个约书开始的时候，就是记载神怎么样跟人立约。
So this.Bible records the covenant between God and man.
所以我们看见一开始的时候，神跟亚当立约。
So we see that in the very beginning, God make a promise with Adam.
神跟这个世界上的生物立约。
He makes a promise with all the living things in the world.
也跟挪亚立约。
And he also make a covenant with Noah.
也跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And also with
Abraham. 以后他跟这个世界上许许多多的人立约。
And after that, he also make a lot of covenants with a lot of people.
他整个的心意就是在这个世界上跟以色列人立约。
And his whole purpose is to make a covenant with the Israel people.
所以在旧约里头，所有关于以色列人所有的记载都是根据与神立约这一个观念。
So we can see that in the Bible that God's dealing with the Israelites is all recorded in the Old Testament.
可惜以色列人不能够遵守这个与神所立的约。
But unfortunately, the Jews cannot keep this covenant with God.
所以神就差派他的儿子在那个时间成熟的时候到这个世界上来。
So that's why in the right time, God has sent His only Son to earth.
在立约里头最低限度有三个条件。
In the covenant, there's at least three basic rules.
第一个条件就是立约的内容。
The first criteria is the content of this covenant.
所以所有的律法就是立约里头的内容。
And all the laws are according to the content of this covenant.
第二就是立约里头的记号。
The second is the signs.Within this covenant.
所以在以色列人的身上有神的割礼做一个立约的记号。
So that's why the circumcision is a sign of the covenant.
那么立约最后的一个证据是什么呢？
So what is the third evidence of this covenant?
那么立约最后的一个证据就是血。
The third evidence is blood.
所以以色列人到神的面前一定要带一个牺牲。
So that's why when the Jews, when they come to God, they have to bring an animal to be sacrificed.
那么这个牺牲所流出来的血就是神跟人所立约的血。
And that's why the blood from the animal is a sign of the covenant between God and man.
但是后来犹太人不能够遵守神跟人所立的约。
But eventually the Jews cannot keep this covenant between them and God.
所以神的儿子亲自到这个世界上来。
So that's why Christ, the only Son of God, has to come.
第一，他成就了律法上所有一切的精义在他的身上。
For he fulfilled all the laws in him.
换句话说，就是从他的身上有了立约的条文。
That is, in him, there's all the laws of the covenant.
然后，每一个真正的进入耶稣基督里头的人，
Anyone who comes to Christ,
他就一定有一个生命上面的基本的改变。
That there will be a change in that person's life.
就是在他的心灵里头的那个创伤。
That is,The wounds in his life.
保罗弟兄特别的把这个创伤形容说，他说我们今天的隔离不是外面的隔离，乃是里面的隔离。
That's why Saint Paul said that circumcision is not a circumcision of the outside, but of the internal.
他说今天外面的以色列人不是真犹太人。
So.He said that all those Jews who are circumcised are not real Jews.
只有里面受耶稣基督的隔离的那个人才是真正的犹太人。
Only those who have been circumcised internally by Christ is the true Jew.
所以每一个真正重生的基督徒，
So any Christian who is born again,
他一定有一个重生的经历在他的生命里。
He must have a new life in him.
然后第三个是什么呢？
What is the third point then?
第三个就是耶稣基督的宝血。
The third point is the blood of Christ.
他的血不单只可以洗干净人的罪。
That his precious blood not only can wash away our sin.
他的血不单只流出来表示他的生命的倾倒。
His blood not only represent his life.
而且他的血最要紧的一点就是立约的血。
His blood, the most important implication is the implication of the covenant.
所以在我们守主餐的时候，
That's why when we come to communion,
我们常常的念那一段圣经，
We often study a passage of scripture.
就是耶稣基督把那个杯拿起来，
Is the passage when he raised up his cup.
这个杯就是我跟你们立约所流的血，就是这个意思。
When he raised up the cup, he said, "This is the covenant between him, between God and man."
所以耶稣基督以后的圣经
That is the scriptures, the Bible after Christ come.
我们叫他们做新约圣经
So that's why we call it the New Testament.
就是从前的旧的那个约已经过去了。
What it means is that before Christ, the covenant before Christ is passed.
但是今天我们有神自己的儿子在我们当中。
But today we have Christ with us.
跟我们有一个新的约定。
Between him and us, we have a new covenant.
不是单单指的跟犹太人的约定。
It's not only the covenant between God and Israel.
那是重新的跟整个世界的人，信主的人有一个约定。
But that is a new covenant between God and all the people in the world.
这就是新约圣经。
That is the New Testament.
今天我们看这一本圣经的时候，
Today when we look at this Bible,
我们求主帮助我们在今天我们所看的这一节的圣经，它所表示的地方。
We ask the Lord to give us wisdom, insight into this passage.
他说，第一，你要竭力在神的面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。
First he said, do your best to present yourself in front of God and rightly handling the word of truth.
我相信在座当中差不多绝大部分都是同学学生。
I believe that among the audience today, most of you are students.
我相信许多人拼他们的命念书。
I'm pretty sure that all of you have studied very hard.
但是我要问你，你拼了多少你的命念神的约书？
But I want to ask you, how much time did you put in studying the Bible?
假如有一个人，
If there's one person,
每天用半小时专心的念神的话，
If that person only used half an hour to study God's word,
那么一百天之后他用了多少小时呢？
And after 100 days, how much time has he used?
那么200天之后他用了多少小时呢？
After 200 days, how much time has he used?
那么一年之后他用了多少小时在神自己的话语里头呢？
And after a year, how much time has he used?
假如他每天专心地用半小时在神的话语里头。
If only he would use half an hour each day to study God's word very hard.
专心地等候，专心地祷告。
And devote his time and concentrate in prayer.
我要非常清楚地告诉各位。
I want to tell every one of you very clearly.
假如有一个人是这样的在神的话语里头。
If there's that one person.
他专心地在神的话语里头每天最低限度用半小时的话。
That he would use only half an hour each day to study God's word.
经过了一年两年三年四年。
That after one2, 3, 4 years,
他应该在基本上边有一个很大的改变。
That there must be a change in the very fundamental change in his life.
今天我们看不见教会有很大的作用在世界上。
But today we see that the church is not that active.
是因为太少人肯付这个代价。
The reason is that very little of us would put that time to study the Bible.
中国人是世界上很难得的一种民族。
The Chinese people is a very very special people here on the world.
我们可以适合任何的环境。
That we can adjust ourselves to any kind of situation.
我们也可以在任何的环境下面把我们生命的代价都付出去。
And we can put pay a price, a very heavy price in every situation.
所以我常常的看见许多的中国人念书拼了他们的老命。
So that's why I see a lot of Chinese people study they head off.
在我们那个城市里头有一个青年人念书。
In my city there is a young man who's a young student.
因为要考试的时候所以他三个礼拜都不睡觉。
Because he has to take exams, he doesn't go to sleep for 3 weeks.
那么结果我看见他的样子成为什么的样子呢？
And after that 3 weeks I see how he looks.
我看见他就是一个衣服的架子站在那个地方。
I see him as a hanger.
他站在那个地方简直不能够生活下去了。
He looks as if he has no life in him.
他三个礼拜没有好好的睡觉。
That he hasn't slept for 3 weeks.
那么考完试之后他要睡三个礼拜。
But after exam he has to sleep 3 weeks.
也要吃三个礼拜的药。
And he also has to take 3 weeks of medicine.
他拿一个 straight A.
He has a straight A report.
但是有什么人肯付生命的代价在这一本神的约束上面生命之道上面花上你的生命呢？
But how many of us would be willing to pay that price of the price of our life in studying God's word.
我常常地鼓励青年的弟兄姊妹。
I often encourage young brothers and sisters.
在你每天早上起来的时候。
That every morning when you wake up.
在你还没有进入你的课室里头的时候。
That when before you go to your classes.
在你还没有在这个世界上挣扎拼你的命的时候。
That before you go into the world to compete,
你应该安静地跪在神的面前。
That you must have a devoted time with the Lord.
然后打开神宝贝的话。
And open up His precious word.
最低限度用半小时。
That at least you must study for half an hour.
在神的话语里头有深入的寻求。
That you must study and pray for insights into His word.
其实半小时也是不够的。
Actually, half an hour is not enough.
但是这是最低最低限度的要求。
But that is the minimum requirement.
经过了四年五年。
After 4 and 5 years.
你应该对神的话语有一个很大概的认识。
That after 4 and 5 years, you will have a very basic understanding of God.
我常常地对弟兄姊妹说。
I often tell my brothers and sisters
一个人成圣
that a person when they reach maturity he tries
但是你的小学毕业文凭呢
but your elementary diploma
是你游戏得回来的
You get it through praying.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天神要在这个世代当中，
Today God has to work here.
或者说是神要在这个聚会里头，
That today in this conference,
寻找一些人，
That he wants to search for some people,
就是对他自己的约束尊重的。
Those of us who respect his Bible,
也是在他的话语里头下功夫的。
Those of us who have studied his word,
也是在神的里头完整的把自己交进去。
That is that we have totally lived ourselves to him.
大概是五年之前我听说有这样的消息。
About 5 years ago, I heard this message.
他说亚拉伯的国家他们有一个运动。
That there is the
movement
in the Arab.
Yes. Okay. 他们把那个可兰经，就是回教的那个可兰经啊，把他们用皮面金边印刷。
That is that the Quran, the Muslim book of the Holy Book. They use the letter to bound it and also a gold strip.
然后他们在他们当中选召一些青年人。
And that after that, they choose some young people.
他们训练他们，然后差派他们到整个世界上去宣传他们的回教。
That they choose those young people and train them, and then send them to the world to preach the Muslim religion.
当他们毕业的时候
，When they graduate,
有一个最基本的条件。
That there is a very fundamental requirement.
这个条件就是说，每一个人出去的时候，一定要把这本《可兰经》可以背诵一半才行。
That this requirement that those who will be going out to preach must memorize half of the Quran.
今天我们也会背圣经。
Today we also must learn to memorize the Bible.
但只有《约翰福音》3:16。
But we only know John. 3:16.
其他的我们都不懂。
Besides that, we don't know any.
求主怜悯我。
God, please have mercy on us.
有一个人，假如肯花他的生命的能力在神的约束上。
If only there's one person who would be willing to pay the price to study the word of God.
神没有另外的一个名词加在他的身上。
That God would have no other requirement from him.
他的名字叫做神人。
The name that God would give him is God-man.
因为他了解神的心意。
Because that person understands God's will.
也了解神的话语。
And also, he understands God's words.
我生命里头的改变大概是在24岁的时间。
The turning point of my life is probably when I was 24 years old.
我常常的有一个非常非常大的后悔。
I often have a very great regret.
因为在24岁的时候，我的记忆的能力已经开始退后了。
That is that since 24 years old, my memory is slowly going downhill.
但是我的弟弟他是大概在12岁的时候信主的。
But that my little brother believed in Christ when he was 12 years old.
所以我常常出去讲道之前，我不知道那些圣经在什么地方。
So that's why when I go out to preach, I often don't know where those verses come from.
我常常对我弟弟说，我说有这样的一个意思，有这样的一节圣经，请你告诉我在什么地方。
So I have to tell my little brother that I'm looking for such and such verse, the meaning of the verse, and where is it?
我要告诉各位，他没有一次不把我所需要的圣经告诉我。
And I have to tell all of you that he every time He correctly showed me where that verse is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天最重要的一件事，
The most important thing of today,
就是认识神的话，
That is to know God's word,
也是熟识神的话，
That is to memorize and to understand His word,
也是如何使用神的话，
And also how to use His word.
最近有一次我讲到之后，
very recently after my sermon,
有一个青年人到我的面前来。
A young person come up to me.
他说，牧师，你刚才所讲的，我完全不同意。
He said, Pastor, what you just said a while ago, I do not agree.
因为你说男孩子不应该有长头发。
Because you said, young men shouldn't have long hair.
我就告诉他说，我说是啊，男孩子不应该有长头发。
So I told him, yes, sure, you know, young men shouldn't have long hair.
他说，我完全不同意，因为这是个人的喜好。
He said, I do not agree because that's up to the individual.
我就把我的圣经在他的面前打开来。
So I turned, what I did is I turned the Bible, turned the page of the Bible.
打开到哥林多前书第十一章。
I turned to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
然后让他看第十四节。
And I let him look at verse 14.
那个圣经里头这样说。
This is what the Bible said.
你们的本性不也只是你们，男人若有长头发，便是他的羞辱吗？
1 Corinthians 11, verse 14 said, Does not nature itself teach you that for a man to wear long hair is degrading to him?
又有另外的一个青年人跟我这样说。
There's also another young man who said to me,
他说我有一个很大的反感。
He said, I have a very big disagreement.
为什么只有你们基督教才对？
Why is it that only Christianity is the right way to God?
为什么只有耶稣基督才可以相信？
Why is it only that we have to believe in Christ?
他说，你知道我是一个什么人？
Do you know who I am?
他说，我从小是我母亲把我抱到佛堂里头。
He said, since I'm a little child, my mother always take me to the temple.
我是已经奉献给那个和尚的人。
I have already been given to the monk in the temple.
为什么你偏偏要说只有耶稣才可以拯救？
Then why did you say only Christ can save me?
难道我们不可以信佛教吗？
Then can't we believe in Buddhism?
难道佛教不能够有救恩吗？
Can't salvation come from Buddhism?
我说，朋友，请打开这本圣经看一看。
I said, my friend, please turn to this page of the Bible.
使徒行传第四章。
The book of Acts, chapter 4,
第十二节
verses 12.
我说，请念。
Please read that.
他说，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠这得救。
And this is what is said in the Bible. And there is salvation in no one else.For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
结果这两个青年人都有一个结论。
After that, both young men come with the same conclusion.
就是说，所有的解答都应该根据这一本神的话。
And their conclusion is that all answer must come from this book, the Bible.
没有一个人可以解答婚姻的问题。
No one can solve.The problems of a marriage.
没有一个人可以解答学问的问题。
No one can solve the problems of academic problems.
没有一个人可以解答他的家庭里头的问题。
No one can solve the problems in the family.
可以离开圣经。
No one can do all that besides studying the Word of God.
但是各位，你认识圣经有多少？
But my friends, how familiar are you with the Bible?
我常常看见许多的青年人，他们非常的努力，做什么做什么做什么。
I often see a lot of young people working very hard.
但是他们不花时间在神的话语里头有根有基。
But they don't put their time into the Word of God.
刚才我们谈到第一个，就是每一天在天未亮之前，应该在神的面前。
A while ago, we said that every morning, before the sky is even bright, we must come to God.
有一次有一个青年人问我这个问题。
A young man asked me once.
他说我最喜欢是晚上看圣经。
That my favorite time to study the Bible is at night.
为什么你偏偏要说在早上，在早上？
Why did you always say that we must study in the morning?
我说我看见许多人在晚上念圣经。
I said I often see people study the Bible at night.
结果他整个晚上都念圣经。
But all night long he studied the Bible.
因为他睡着了。
Because he sleeps.
我们请看诗篇第五篇。
Please turn to Psalm number five.
诗篇第五篇的第三节。
Psalm five, verses five.
Three.
Verses three, excuse me.
第三节。
Verses three.
耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
O Lord, in the morning thou dost hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for thee and watch.
圣经里头许多的例子告诉我们。
There's a lot of examples in the Bible.
早晨，早晨，早晨。
That in the morning, in the morning, in the morning.
每一个早晨都是新的。
That every morning is a new morning.
真的非常美好。
It's very beautiful.
求主帮助你，也帮助我。
Lord, please help you and me.
及早起来。
That every morning when we wake up.
亲近我们的神。
That we would spend time with our God.
因为在早晨你必听我的声音，就是我的祷告。
Because in the morning, God does hear my voice.
每个早晨我必向你陈明我的心意。
That in the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for thee.
并要警醒。
And also to...
为什么警醒?
To watch. Why do we have to watch?
因为我要警醒得到你要对我讲的话。
Because I have to watch and pay attention to what God has to tell me.
第二种念圣经的办法。
The second way of studying the Bible.
就是好好地使用你的假期。
Is to rightly use your word.
我们差不多每年都有两三次长长的假期。
Every year we have two long vacations.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你怎么样使用你的假期呢？
My dear brother and sister, how do you use your vacation?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要等到有一天。
My dear brother and sister, do not wait until there's one day.
你不能够分出更多的时间来。
That you cannot put that many time in.
我们传道人常常每一个礼拜讲四篇到五篇道。
We pastor, every week we have to give 4 to 5 sermons.
有些时候我们真的要这样说。
A lot of time we have to say this.
圣经道用的时候方很少啊。
When we use the Bible, Oh, when we use the Bible, we hope that we know the Bible more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
My dear brothers and sisters,
趁着你还有一个暑假,
that, since you still have this summer,
让我讲心里头的一句话,
let me tell you, what is in my heart.
立下一个计划,
that have down a plan.
假如你有两个月,
if you have two months.
那么你就规定每天用8小时念你的圣经。
That you would spend 8 hours to study your Bible.
那么是怎么样念呢?
How do you study?
整本的圣经是66卷，对不对?
That there are 66 books in the Bible.
怎么念呢?
How do you study?
先在主的面前有一个深入的祷告。
First, pray to God.
求主给你有一个心里头的负担。
That ask God to give you a burden.
求主给你有一个兴趣。
That ask God to give you an interest.
求主给你有一个压力。
Ask God to give you a pressure.
就是在这66本圣经当中啊。
That in this 66 books in the Bible.
有哪一卷是你特别特别这一个暑假要念的？
You ask God that among the 66 books, which book would He want you to study in this summer?
我在大学里头的时候，我们的教授。
That when I was in college, my professor.
他是一个中国很有名的地理专家。
He is a very famous Chinese geologist.
他说我是教会的执事。
He said I am the
deacon
of the church.
他说我非常的在教会里头负很大的责任。
That I often have very great responsibility in church.
但是有一件事是我生命当中最要紧的。
But there's one very significant thing in my life.
就是我研究这个地球的时候。
That when I study this world, this life,
我发现它有几万万年的历史。
That I find out that there's a very long history to this earth.
但是圣经里头告诉我们，神用6天创造天地万物。
Yet the Bible said that God has only used 6 days to.
而假如我们从亚当数起来到今天，只是4000年的历史。
If we count from the day of Adam until now, there's only 4,000 days.
他说，虽然有许多人呢特别的解释。4,000 years.
Oh, 刚才
missed out. 刚才说的。我说从圣亚当 Adam 到现在，差不多只有4000年。
Okay. There's only 4,000 years of history since the time of Adam.
这样看起来就是圣经不对。
If from that point of view, then the Bible must be wrong.
他说，整本圣经我都相信。
But yet I believe every part of the Bible.
只有创世纪我不相信。
And I only do not believe Genesis.
那个年轻的学生就是我。
This young student is me.
我在心里头有一个矛盾。
There's a conflict, a dilemma within me.
我们应该相信整本的圣经。
That we must believe the entire Bible.
为什么我们偏偏不相信创世纪呢？
Then why can't we believe in Genesis?
认真讲起来，就是我们不相信创世纪第一章，对不对？
And to say it precisely, that is, we don't believe the first chapter of Genesis.
所以从那一天开始，我的心里头有一个很大的负担。
That after, since that day, there is a great burden within me.
我非要从创世纪第一章开始深入的研究不可。
That I must examine and study the first chapter of Genesis very carefully.
经过一段时间之后，
after a certain time,
我在教会的青年团契当中，
that in the young, the fellowship for the young teenager in my church,
我成为创世纪专家。
I become the expert of Genesis.
今天神要求在我们当中，
Today God asks of us.
有些人成为诗篇专家，
That some of us become the expert of the book of Psalms.
有些人成为先知书的专家，
Some of us become the expert of the book of prophecies.
有些人只是成为雅歌书的专家，
Some of us become the expert of the book of Jacob.
有些人啊 no.Song of the Songs.
Solomon. Book of Solomon.
恐怕有些人应该成为启示录专家，对不对？
Some of us, shouldn't we become the expert of Revelation?
那我就劝你从现在开始。
So I ask of you that.
求主让你有一个很大的负担。
Ask God to give you a great burden.
然后你把所有的参考书拿过来。
That after that you use all sorts of reference books.
然后你拼命的祷告。
And you pray a lot.
然后你专心进入神的话语里头。
And then you put all your times and devotion into that sections of the Bible.
假如每天你用8小时这样工作。
If you would only put in 8 hours each day.
甚至于可以说是禁食祷告的方式。
That is to always pray.
那么经过2个月之后，
After 2 months,
我相信你们当中有许多专家。
After 2 months, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of experts with it.
求主帮助我们。
Ask God to help us.
在我们今天所看的这一节圣经当中，
This scripture verse that we look at today,
就是提摩太后书第二章，
That is the 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse
15节。他说你当竭力在神的面前得蒙喜悦。
ThatDo your best to present yourself to God as one approved.
做无愧的工人。
A workman who has no need to be ashamed.
还有一个意思。
There's also another meaning.
就是按着正义分解神的道。
That is to interpret God's word rightly.
今天我要过一点点的时候，我跟大家讲一个很重要的问题。
Today I have to go beyond the time limits to tell you a message.
在我们加拿大东部最近发生一个很特别的事情。
That in Canada, in East Canada, there's have recently happened, event happened.
有一个牧师常常的使用，耶稣基督所讲的一个故事。
That there's a pastor who often used a fable that Christ has told us.
他说有一次一个人结婚，有10个童女去迎接新郎，大家都认识这个故事吗？
The fable that concerns a groom, where he's returning, that there's 10 maidens come to meet him.
那么在这10个人等候新郎的时候， 他们当中有五个人觉得他们的灯没有油了。
Why waiting for the groom among these 10 maidens? Half of them find out they don't have enough oil in their lamp.
结果他们跑去买油。
So as a result, they ran in to buy the oil.
就在他们离开的时候，那个新郎来了。
So when they leave, the groom came.
结果余下的那五个聪明的、有足够油的，就跟他进入内室。
As a result, the five maidens who have enough oil enters.
结果那其他的五个人回来就被拒绝在门外了。
So as a result, the other five who go out to buy oil have to be stopped.
他说这一个新郎就是主自己。
And the pastor say that the groom represent Christ himself.
这个新郎进入回来的时候就是他的再来。
When the groom came, it means that the second coming of Christ.
那么这十个童女是什么人呢？
What do the ten maidens represent?
因为圣经里头常常用油代表圣灵。
Often the Bible, oil represents the Holy Spirit.
所以这十个童女手里头都有油，都有圣灵。
So that is, the ten maidens all have the Holy Spirit within them.
那么换句话说，有圣灵的人就是基督徒。
That is, in another way of saying, those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we are Christian.
不过五个呢，不是圣灵充满，但是另外五个呢，就是圣灵充满。
However, according to that pastor, the five maidens who have oil with enough oil, that means they are filled with the Holy Spirit, while the other five are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
结果当主耶稣回来的时候，只有那五个圣灵充满的人才可以跟随耶稣进入那个荣耀当中。
So as a result, according to that pastor, he says the only the five maidens who have the Holy Spirit within them could enter the gate of eternity.
那么结果那个门外的五个怎么样呢？
So what happened to the other five maidens?
他们就永远被丢弃在那个地方。
They are abandoned outside in the gate, outside the gate of.
这个结论就是说，
The conclusion of his interpretation.
将来在天国里头，
That later in the future in the kingdom of God.
只有一半的基督徒可以进去。
OnlyHalf of the population, the Christian population, can enter into heaven.
那么其他的那一半呢？
The other half.
他们就永远的失落。
That they are lost.
换句话说，就是你今天做基督徒。
In another way of saying that today among us.
可能因为你不警醒、不被圣灵充满的缘故。
That being Christian, because you are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
将来耶稣基督回来，你不能够和他在一块儿。
That when Christ comes back again, because you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you can not go into the kingdom with him.
我曾经亲自地请教过这一位牧师。
I have personally talked with this pastor.
我说，牧师啊，你的意思就是说，将来耶稣基督回来的时候，是不是有一些基督徒要下地狱？
I asked the pastor, do you mean to say that when Christ comes back again, that some of the Christians have to go to hell?
他说，是。
He said yes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，
My dear brother and sister,
这是一个非常可怕的解经。
That is a very dangerous way of interpreting the Bible.
这不是我们今天所说按着正义分解神的话。
It is not according to the right interpretation of God.
你可以这样说，有一天神要把他的儿女放在地狱里头吗？
In another way of saying, if it's according to that pastor, then some of the children of God has to be abandoned in hell.
耶稣基督说，我去要把圣灵给你们，叫他永远与你们同在。
Christ said before he ascend to heaven that when he ascend he will send the Holy Spirit to us.
这个圣灵就是你们得救的得基业的印记。
He said the Holy Spirit is the symbol of you being saved.
那么换句话说，假如将来在我们当中有一半人到地狱里头，
If, in our way of saying that half of us will go to hell,
那么换句话，圣灵也要到地狱里去。
That means that the Holy Spirit will also have to go to hell.
这是完全不合圣经真理的事。
That is hearsay.
我心里都常常这样说。
I often say this within me.
谁告诉你说这些油代表圣灵？
Who told you that the oil represents the Holy Spirit?
谁告诉你说这十个童女代表基督徒？
Who Who told you that the ten maidens represent Christians?
谁告诉你说这个故事的中心是讲救恩的问题？
Who told you that the theme of this fable deal with salvation?
其实整个故事的中心就是要求基督徒警醒等候，对不对？
Actually, the theme of that fable is to ask every Christian to be alert.
所以千万不要凭着自己的私意解经。
So do not interpret the Bible by your own thinking.
要按照正义分解神的道。
But to ask God to give you the right interpretation.
有一个姊妹这样的告诉我。
A sister, tell me once.
她说那个好撒玛利亚人呢。
Good Samaritan.
Oh, the Good Samaritan.
她看见那个人被贼打伤之后。
That when he saw a person being wounded by a thief.
然后把他接到旅馆里头去。
That when he bring this wounded person into a hotel.
然后他离开的时候把两块钱交在旅馆的主人手里，是不是？
That afterward, he also when he leave, he also give some money to the hotel manager.
他说为什么是两块钱，不是三块钱，不是一块钱呢？
And the sister asked me, why does it have to be two pieces of coins and not one or three?
因为一块钱代表旧约圣经，一块钱代表新约圣经啊。
She says because one coin represent the Old Testament and the other coin represent the New Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要按着正义分解主的道。
My dear brother and sister, we must interpret the Bible according to the insights that the Holy Spirit gives us.
虽然今天我们都喜欢听一些很古怪的教训。
Even though today we often like to listen to weird interpretations.
但是今天早上在这个地方。
But today, this morning.
我凭着神给我们的机会在这个地方对你们有一个要求。
But through the grace of God, I want to give you one requirement.
请各位从现在开始。
That, please, from now on.
在圣经神的话语上面下苦功。
That you must put in times and efforts to study God's word.
我不愿意有一天。
I do not wish.
有人对我这样说。
That someone would tell me this.
我对于圣经没有兴趣。
That I have no interest in the Bible.
我没有法子可以把它念进去。
That I cannot study it.
每天我念圣经都不知道念成什么东西。
That I don't know what to study in the Bible.
每天早上的灵修只是我麻木安慰我的良心而已。
That every morning my quiet time is but an excuse to comfort myself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不行，不可以这样做。
My dear brother and sister, you cannot do that.
你应该祷告。
You must pray.
求主把那个兴趣给你。
To ask Christ give you the interest.
求圣灵把那个爱心给你。
To ask the Holy Spirit to give you a heart of love.
求主给你那个负担。
To ask God to give you the burden.
也求主给你那个圣经真正的意思是什么。
And also ask God to give you the right interpretations of the Bible.
我们一块祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天在这个地方再重新的到您自己的面前，把自己交托在您自己的手里头。我们知道这一本圣经是天下唯一的大经，是我们生命的粮食，我们也知道除了它以外没有别的书籍比它更重要。假如我们从前的光景不好，假如我们从前的观念不对，求主现在亲自的改变，让我们重新的改造我们自己，也重新的在主自己的话语里头得到新的亮光。我们求主怜悯我们这些人，我们还纪念主耶稣亲口对我们这样说，你们祷告的时候就可以得着，你们敲门的时候就可以为你们开门，你们寻找的时候就可以让你们找得到。那么我们今天专心的要在您自己的话语里头寻找您自己心意的时候，求主按着你的信实把您自己的心意在我们当中可以发明出来。我们这样祷告，把自己奉献感恩，都是奉主耶稣基督的名字，阿门。